And I'd like to welcome Tyler Ray and Andrew Drummond of the Granite Backcountry Alliance back to the show. How you guys doing?
All right. How you doing?
Pretty good. Excellent.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are here once again to promote the Wild Corn Shindig, which I know goes down on Saturday. But this year, you guys are doing a special event on Friday night, Wild Pow, over at Tuckerman Brewing. Why don't you set us up?
Yeah, we're going big this year.
We're
expanding to Friday night over at Tuckerman Brewery. We have a Protect Our Winters. We're co-hosting the event with them, who's it's a national climate change advocacy group. And they are sending one of their ambassador athletes, Forrest Shearer, who's out in Salt Lake. He's one of those guys that you see with the Jeremy Jones of the world, and he's out skiing the big lines, and he's going to come chat with us about not only his big mountain skiing, but how climate change can impact you on a personal level. So that'd be a great night on Friday night.
Right, a little bit of a pre-party, if you will.
Exactly, so everyone can kind of come together before the big weekend and meet up with folks. It's a great meeting spot, and we'll have some music, and it'll be a nice chill vibe going on. So it'll be a good time.
Absolutely, that's going to be happening at Tuckerman Brewery tomorrow evening from 6 until 9. They're calling it Wild Pow, and then that's of course all for the Wild Corn Shindig, which is happening all day Saturday at Black Mountain. Once again, tell us what it's all about.
So we've got all kinds of things going on Saturday. It's a really cool concept we have going on. It's essentially a takeover of Black Mountain, and the lifts are shut down. It's essentially a backcountry resort, without any lifts. Everyone has to earn their turn, so to speak. And we have everything from demos going on with split boards and alpine touring gear. We have clinics, free clinics as part of your ticket. Everything from yoga, split boarding 101, rescue sleds. We have a whole variety of different events. We have three different bands headlined by Moon Boot Lover.
Wonderful.
Barbecues, and then all kinds of games. It's kid-friendly. Yeah, there's a lot going on. it's pretty exciting. And we're just trying to stay pace with our schedule, but everything's kind of dialed in right now, and so the weather's looking good, so
absolutely.
it should be a strong showing and a good time.
Very cool. That's going to be happening at Black Mountain. Again, it's, like Tyler said, all day long from 9 until 9. Now, Andrew, let's explain a little bit what the Granite Backcountry Alliance is. You guys obviously have been around for a little while now. Roy speaks very highly of the work that you guys have done and numerous others. I hear nothing but good things about the Backcountry Alliance and what you guys are trying to do and doing. So talk a little bit about that, just in case there's someone out there who hasn't heard of you guys yet.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit that is increasing the skiable terrain, specifically in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, but also Western Maine and Southern New Hampshire. We're looking to expand, have a big region and a big footprint to, really create maintained glades. That's our thing. And this year we had, our three or four projects that we've already put into place. The big one being Maple Villa right here in town. And it was obviously in demand because that parking lot was full almost every weekend.
Yeah.
And I have a ski shop, Ski the Whites, up at Black Mountain. And I just heard great things all year. I mean, I got in there 5 or 6 times myself. And to have the backcountry right there in town and be able to get up and know that you're going to have a nice maintained skin track and some excellent stuff right in the backyard. That was one of the highlights of the winter.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you guys have been doing some great stuff. You can check out more at granitebc.org for all the details and what they're doing. And, of course, they're doing fun events just like the Wild Corn Shindig, which is going to be tomorrow with the live music and like Tyler and Andrew are here talking about, the barbecue cash bar. I mean, you guys can't complain about what's going to happen on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's all kinds of things for people to do. And like I said, we have a headline band, Moon Boot Lover. So there's really all kinds of activities during the day. And then the party begins at night around 5 o'clock. There's a big Skimo race that Andrew and his Ski the Whites operation runs. And that's a really entertaining event. We have a big backcountry booter. These guys on the skinny skis crank off this thing. It's a sight to see. Some good crashes. And, then we move into a good night with Moon Boot Lover, and we have the intergalactic theme.
Right.
So moon boots and spaceships and
I was going to mention,
know,
I was going to mention,
helmets.
Yeah, Andrew come in, he's holding a space helmet. I asked him if it was his new helmet when he does his skiing. So you guys are obviously getting into the theme.
You'll have to come watch
that
Skimo race to check it out.
We're not sure it's certified, but it looks good.
Yes, it does definitely look good. So that will be exploring the intergalactic skies as well as, of course, the backcountry. Granite Backcountry Alliance Wild Corn Shindig happens this Saturday, and don't forget Friday night tomorrow, they're going to have the Wild Pow featuring special speaker Forrest Shearer, who is a professional snowboarder, Protect Our Winters ambassador, and that event is free. It's going to be a great time. GraniteBC.org for all the details on both events. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.